thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. The families are healthy. We've got plenty to bring. We don't wear half a shirt. We've got shoes on our feet. We don't have much money, but our bills are all paid. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. The Lord is my shepherd. He supplies all my needs. My pasture is green. The water's cool, and I can kneel at his feet. I've got goodness and mercy as I go on my way. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Yes, the Lord, he's my shepherd. He's all that I need. My pastures are green. The water's cool, and I can kneel at his feet. I have goodness and mercy as I go on my way. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day.
God said, Lord, let us know about it.
It's a good day in every day that you live when you've got the Lord on your side.
Yeah.
And without him, it's a fearful life that you live, knowing that your day is going to come. We all know that we're going to die.
We know that.
We have the sentence of death upon us. And we're all, they say, well, this man was pronounced that he's going to have to die on such and such a day. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The sentence of death is upon you. And however you have made preparation, as Brother Terry has preached to you this morning,
helping God,
is just the way it's going to be.
It's going to be,
come ye blessed, or it's going to be, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew ye. God knows all men by creation, but he only knows those that calls upon his name, and by regeneration, by being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible. It's by the word of God that lives and abides forever are we born with. That's the reason when God borns us again, we get eternal life. Because God said, and he cannot lie, and I and my Father will come in, Jesus said, and we'll take up our abode within you, and we'll go no more out. The Lord come into my life 1975, just before the midnight hour. And I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget the hours of prayer before that day that I prayed. Leonard, I cried mightily unto the Lord. Many a night I laid in the floor and wept and cried. I waited on the Lord and didn't know when God would save me. A fearful time in my life. Troubles and sorrow, dark clouds rolled around so high. Ah, but friend, there was a friend greater than a brother was there. There was one that was only able to deliver me. I was like the writer of old Brother Frank and said, the Lord heard my cry. And he picked my feet out of the mire and the clay. He set them on a rock. He established my goings. And put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto his name. And I, ever since that day, I've been trying to praise my King, brethren, who is worthy this morning to receive glory and honor and thanksgiving and praise from the lips of man. And the writer said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, God, today. And while we have life and opportunity, let us call upon the name of the only begotten of the Father that was full of grace and truth, and whom was anointed with the oil of gladness, my brethren, and brung forth into this world to deliver just me. You see, I believe if God violated them in the only man that had transgressed the laws of God, God would have sent for the Son for one man. He said, brethren, the day that he left the 99, the fine one and little lost sheep, and Sister Claudette to sing that song, I am that little one that it went away. Listen, the day in God, I want you to understand that he's got his arms stretched down unto you today, and he's a crying, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden in your heart. And he said, I'll give unto them rest, and you'll find rest for your soul. Here in this world, they're just trials and tribulation. Jesus said, in me there is peace today. And he said, listen, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world given, give unto thee. Friend, the world can't God give you the peace of God. That surpasses all understanding. The world don't have that peace to give. But he said, I'll cause my peace to flow like a river that flows down through this land, right into the hearts of his people today. If you've been born again, you got the peace of God that surpasses all the understanding of the world, brother. In this world you shall have trials and tribulations, but Jesus said in me, you may have peace this morning. Listen, the day the world is crying peace and safety, but Jesus said, in this world you'll have no peace. They'll cry peace and safety, but sudden destruction will come on all of them in the day, brother, when he leaves the throne of heaven. Listen, with the shout and the voice of the archangel, listen, he's going to leave. Then all the world, listen, the Bible said, they'll run to the wrong, they'll run to the mountain, they'll seek to hide, and there'll be no word to hide, brother. I want you to know I found me a little hiding place in 1975. brethren, he said, in that day shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings. Yeah, and he said, a man shall be as a hiding place, and as a covering from the storm, and as a rock in a weary land. Friend, build your house on this rock, so when the storms come and the rains will beat against your house, you'll be able to stand the test of time. You won't stand on your power, but you'll stand on the power of the Almighty God, who has the power to deliver you to the uttermost part, as Paul said in his writing, brother. Persuading that God is able to keep that wind I'm committing unto his hand. He said, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor principality nor power, our thing present, our thing to come, shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is given in Christ Jesus our Lord today, brother. With all binds them in one word, brother. It's the love of God. It keeps us and delivers us out of all of our troubles and sorrow. God so loved the world, friend, that he gave his only begotten Son into the world, that just whosoever would come and take all the water of life freely. Let him that heareth, let him that falleth, who was far off from, was it not the Gentile race of people that had sold their sale in Manah? They was classed as the filth and the offscouring of the earth. They was classed as the dogs of the earth, friend. They had no hope in this world below. Friend, my God, in due time, died for the sin of the whole world. He died for the ungodly. He died for the sinner, brother. So whomsoever you will, brother. On the day of Pentecost, there was 17, I believe 16 or 17 nationalities gathered together there when the Holy Ghost came down, brother. It set upon each of them, and the Bible said that he added to the church, brother, about 3,000 souls in one place, and about 5,000 souls in another. Brother, and they begin to murmur, and they begin to say, these men are drunk, there's something wrong with these people here. These men are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last time he'd pour out of his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters would prophesy, your old men would dream, and your young men would see vision. Brethren, he poured out of his spirit in that day, and ever since that day, brethren, it's been coming like a flood through the land. It's been a flowing. He said, wherever this river flowed, everything lived, brother. God of drink all the living water that day, brother. They've been almost 2,000 years have passed by. The water's still flowing. I got good news this morning. The water's still flowing today, friend. Let him that is athirst come and drink. Are you thirsting today, my friend? Friend, listen, Jesus said, they ate bread in the wilderness. Listen, they ate the manna from heaven. They ate angel's fruit, and they are dead. Listen, and he said, I am that bread that come down from God out of heaven, that a man be thereon and never die. Friend, it's an everlasting life this morning. brethren. I'm just living here, abiding here for a little while. But soon, brethren, I'm going nowhere. I made preparation a long time ago. I'm waiting for His call to call me and take me from this unfriendly world. I just see trials and tribulation. I see sorrows and pain. I see worries on every hand, brother. And I wonder, Lord, when will the dark clouds go away? Oh, Jesus said, in the world you shall have trials and tribulation. Oh, brother, give me of good cheer. I've overcome the world, brother. I'm overcoming through the blood of the Lamb, brother. I've got the hope because He lives this morning. Because He lives this morning, I can live also today, friend. And I want you to live with me. I want you to come and go with me in my Father's house. Joy, 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 joy on the other side, brother Frank. We won't have no more trouble. It won't be no more sorrow. I'm sighing and crying. It's going to fade away. He said, I'll wipe all tears from your eyes. Tears won't stain the streets of that city. No fly ride your everlasting gain. And let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? It's the Lord, brethren. High and lifted up. And His train is a following Him. Who is His train today? It's the Bride, the Lamb. She's made herself ready. How'd she make herself ready? Oh, brethren, being washed in the blood, and got the garment of praise on, and got on the right down on the inside. And He's got a robe on you this morning. If you've been born again, it's a robe of righteousness this morning. But Paul said, therefore remains for me a crown, brethren, which the righteous judge is going to give me in that day. It's a crown of righteousness. It's a crown of glory, brethren. I'm going to tell you, it's a new body, brethren. It's a glorified body. And I'm going to receive it in the morning. Why? Because He promised me.
He can't fail, Brother Junior.
What God has promised, it's going to come to pass. Whatsoever He commandeth, shall not who can add to it. What God speaks, brethren, no man can add to it.
No man can take
away from it. God speaks it. I hear the writer saying, brethren, oh, the weather burns and the earth, it's going to pass away, but His word shall never pass away. It's an everlasting word. It's abounding, it's abounding. Right down to the end, He's a calling, He's a calling. He's a seeking, He's a seeking. What's He seeking for? He's a seeking the lost to come. Won't you come? Open up your heart, and the Lord God of heaven is standing at your heart's door, and He's a knocking.
Say, let me in.
Come in. Come in, Jesus. Come and take your abode up within me. And He has promised, brethren, get you into song. He has promised, brethren, to give unto you eternal life if you want it. Now I'm going to tell you, and if you know Him today, He's got something else for you to do. If you've been born again and you've had that robe of righteousness put on, He's give you a command to go home and tell how great things God has done for you. He's give you a command to show to the whole world that you've been raised from a dead state in sin to a lively hope in Jesus Christ. Therefore, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not, then why are you baptized for the dead? You see, this is what this is about. It's about going down to the water to show to the world that you believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, brother. It's about what you've had done on the inside. How can you fulfill all righteousness if you ain't had a righteous act take place? You must be born again, friend, and then you ought to go down to the water. You ought to go down to the water and show to the world whose side you're on. And you're not ashamed of him. Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you to confess you before my Father and his holy angels. You wouldn't want that, would you? No, when you humble yourself down and you truly pray with all's in you, God takes that shame, it leaves you, people. You just become humbled. You just want, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, God. Whatever pleases you, Lord, just tell me what to do. And I know sometimes it's hard to come to that point, but I promise you this morning, by the authority of the Almighty God, that if you'll keep pressing on and give him your whole heart and do whatever he tells you to do, he'll lead you right through that channel, and he'll save your soul, and he'll bring you down to the water where you can stand and witness for him for the rest of your days. I promise you that if you'll be obedient unto that heavenly calling. And he's calling to all men. He's not slack, not one. Whosoever will, just let him come and take of the water of life freely, brother. God is no respecter person in every nation. He that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. He's accepted. Why? Because he loves you this morning and he died for you.
Good. I can sing.